The Dumbfellas Podcast was recorded live at the Brown Bear Pub at 104 Harrison Avenue in West Orange, New Jersey. Our theme song is Root Beer Station, used with permission by the band Dancer. For more information on them, just go to www.dancer.bandcamp.com. For more information on the Dumbfellas, just go to facebook.com/dumbfellas. And this is the end of summer edition of the Dumbfellas. I can't believe it because we're not in the Brown Bear today. We're in, well, the woods is where we are.
We are far away from Brown Bear.
We have our first guest ever on the podcast, and that's a swarm of mosquitoes. So it's going to be a really fun day. We've lost a couple of the Dumbfellas because Carney and Garifo cannot follow a map are lost, and we miss them. But who do we have here? Who in the beans do we have? Starting from my far right, the shaven-haired, I'm going to say, hunk. Who are you?
I'm KP Burke, and I'm emotionally unavailable.
Oh, no, I wasn't talking to you. I was saying my other right.
But my left's your right, Bump.
What?
Huh?
Nah, two lefts don't make a...
Stage right.
I'm going to go to the end of the table over here, because this man, you don't get to hear his voice as often as I know you wish you would.
No.
Except for in your dreams. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the prom king of the Dumbfellas. Who are you again?
Oh, they know me as Big Rich. Thank you for having me back, Natty.
Thank you for having us at your house right now.
This is a big episode for many reasons. Natty already said we have a big guest here.
Ooh, I can't wait to find out who it is.
My favorite. And it's our first on-location recording, and we're here at McDonald's Farm.
Is that what it's called?
It is now.
I love that name for it. Wait a minute.
You just put it. There you go.
Did you guys just understand what he did?
A McDonald and a farm.
Well, his name is Rich McDonald, and he has a farm, and he's not as young in the tooth as he used to be. Ladies and gentlemen.
I didn't say that part. Oh. I never said the old part.
No, I was just basing it on your age. 27's old now. You didn't know that?
I'm the second youngest dumb fella here.
Ooh, wait a minute. Did I just hear a laugh?
It sounded like a nice laugh, not like a Carney or Garifo laugh.
No, it sounded like something that we're doing to expand the brand. That's right, to bring the ladies into the fold
of
the dumb fellas. Who in the world could it be? KP, I don't feel like I am equipped to introduce this person. I feel like maybe you've got the chops, the gravitas to...
She's our get. She's our big get, Natty. I absolutely agree with you. The future is female, all right? I think we can all agree on that. America was not ready for its first female president, but we are ready for our first female guest on the Dumbfellas podcast. Sweet Jackie Byrne, how you doing?
Oh. Hey, guys.
Wow, that's a good way to bury the lead. Jackie Byrne.
Wow, that was so beautiful. I would
have been more like, you've seen her in movies. She plays clubs and colleges.
I loved how you were really trying.
Huh?
No, you really had that high expectation?
Of him?
Oh, he's the best. No, I thought that was a beautiful intro from the heart.
You
drinking.
Think?
I feel like that's
Jackie
right.
is drinking. That's why she's gorgeous, but she's got to talk into the mic. That's her only problem.
I feel like I already chided her for it, so I didn't want to do it again because
sure
she gave me a bit of...
I'm still hear me.
No.
No, you really can't.
All right. Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
it's going to be the last time.
These are... You gotta,
it's like right in here.
Yeah, you
we're doing
be on
it.
And the best part is, Jackie, you can take it out of the stand, too, if you want.
You see how he does it?
Make it work.
No, I like it like here for right now.
Because then you can still eat and drink.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, it's an audio medium, so they can't tell that you're flipping Natty the finger right now, Jackie.
That's all the fingers. She's giving me a high five. Jackie was sweet enough because Rich did not bring me any rosé to bring her own bottle of rosé.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.
And I've already put some ice cubes in it because I'm melting out here. Declassé. That's
it.
That's me? What does declassé mean?
I don't know.
Declassified.
Is that, I don't think...
Yeah, if the government was talking about you, you'd be declassified.
Yeah, but is declassé a word? I feel like no. I think he just made that up.
No, declassé is absolutely a word. No.
Is it? KP?
Yes.
Creative writing?
I did major in creative writing. That's right. Declass, I don't know. I like it, but I also... Bumper car is way smarter than he lets on.
I'm very smart.
No, you are smart.
She's smarter than me. I'm going to get a read on this
in
just a second. You guys,
let's ask the wifey.
What does declassé mean?
You guys keep talking.
We are getting an official.
It's like lower class.
It's like trash. It's like ghetto.
What is the etymology of it?
It's French.
It does sound like a French word. You know what else is French?
Spelling bee class.
You know what else is French, Jackie Byrne? Is rosé considered French?
Oh. Oh.
Ah, so D-Class A is a way to describe the rosé.
And it rhymes. You're like the Dr. Seuss. I like it. I'm of, into it.
Most of the words in French are the same in English. Croissant.
Croissant sandwich.
Yes.
I mean, that's just a derivation.
Oh, and baguette, right? That means two guys that get married?
Yeah. Hey-o! Joe Carney just showed up. Right.
Well, we're halfway on here, fellas.
Okay, episode's over. Thanks, everybody. It's been real. I'm so happy to be here.
So this is the last day of summer that we're recording on, and that's why we're out in the open, out in the wild. I don't know. I'm hoping that they can hear the background noise.
Working on Labor Day, baby.
Yeah, we're working for you people.
The kitties are playing. They're so cute.
There's
it's
kids
beautiful.
In the pool over there.
There's Bumper Kids. There's Little Riches all in our pool.
Little Richards. Good golly.
Great. Yeah, he was a great guy.
At my own parking lot by the barn. Like, let's not.
Yes.
There is a barn
here. VIP parking right there.
Jackie had the entire driveway by the barn to her.
That's how I prefer
she
it.
Deserves it.
I feel exactly. like, is it really a barn, or how soon till we just make that Garifo's retirement home?
As soon as his dad kicks him out.
If I could move the barn to Down the Hill West Orange.
That's oh, my gosh.
He would be happy.
It's Garifo's sunrise assisted living right up there. That's beautiful. Everybody's got dreams here, right?
I feel like he's going to be the guy who lives above. Is there anything above the hat, or is he going to be above the oak barrel?
There used to, that is actually an apartment above the hat.
That's definitely
I don't know if it's zoned for actual living.
Oh, okay.
If
that doesn't matter,
it's not zoned.
There's like a room there that I think people occasionally sleep in.
Okay.
I don't know if it's an actual apartment.
Rich, do you remember when I sent you that link on Zillow because I was about to buy an apartment near Dylan's?
Yeah.
And you told me that Garifo, that's finally close enough to Dylan's that Garifo would move?
Yeah.
That I could finally have a roommate, we'd have bunk beds?
Uh-huh. You guys would be an amazing Bert and Ernie.
It's weird because they're both afraid of heights, so...
and success.
Oh, my. Oh. That's okay.
What happened?
Guys, so mean.
Guys,
is this what's going to happen?
No, can we not pretend? Can we just pretend that we're like, Natty's having that now, but later in the show, Jackie, we're going to do plugs.
Okay.
And it's going to get so quiet out of the bumps corner.
I have a list of plugs.
I have a list of plugs. That is so effing shady.
I don't want to hear both of your plugs put together because it's going to be like Uncle Vinny's. Look at me, I'm so pretty.
KP, I think that pretty line was for you. I think
you
I
know
it.
It's coming all the way around.
So is this how he is on rosé? He gets nasty.
You have no idea.
Wow.
I've only had
one cider.
You need to figure this out with him. My God.
No, what I do is I hold everything down when I'm with them, and then I take it out on you.
It gets totally released.
Two 40-minute sessions a week. This guy lets loose.
Do you guys take my copay, right? That's what I want to make sure.
Nothing.
Hey guys, I only do stand up because you know I want to get a few things out here.
What's that guy's? What do is the bit you did?
That was Joe Carney.
No.
Which one?
No,
talk to me.
I can't think of his name. He has
what
a list. He has
about?
A sheet of paper.
Sick Vic?
Why would you want to say his name? I wasn't going to say his name because then he's going to find us.
Rich McDonald doesn't care.
No, but what? Do the bit that you did for me the other day.
Oh, I said that you don't suffer from anxiety. He enjoys it.
I enjoy it.
That guy was a serial killer if I ever met one, man.
Was. Still is. Huh? Out in the wild.
I'm pretty sure he's dead.
I heard he showed up at a random mic like 4 months ago. I don't know whose mic, but somebody texted me and was like, Sick Vic is here. How did he find out?
Do you guys know the Great Notch Inn on, I guess that's 46 before it turns into 3?
It's not that great.
They do an open mic. It is not a comedy open mic, but they do an open mic. And a friend of mine goes to me. He was a bass player in a band over there that he'd go jam for like an hour or something. And he told me, he goes, hey, dude, you should come do comedy here. There's a guy named Sick Vic. He's the only comic that shows up, so they need like more comics.
Oh, and
so apparently, Sick Vic is doing like
comics.
Yeah, he has like a weekly recurring show over there that he does for 20-25 minutes.
I've driven by that. I mean, that place is amazing. Like the way it looks and the fact that so it's this bar in New Jersey where they were expanding the highway and they were like the only holdout around there, and they had to build the highway
around
them.
It. Yeah,
It's mostly a biker bar. Some nights a week, it's a legit biker bar.
They filmed Mrs. T's Pierogies filmed a commercial over there.
How do you know that?
Yeah, that's a weird thing you just did.
Because I grew up in the area, guys. Sorry. All right.
Mrs. T Pierogies.
Sorry, I wasn't homeless in New York City.
Shut up. We don't have to talk about.
I picture Natty going to Great
Notch.
Jackie,
that's not nice. Why are you laughing? You don't even know. Oh.
It's not your fault.
It's not my fault, guys.
When
mistakes
Natty walks
made.
Into that bar, it's like the scene from Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
That's what I'm picturing.
Was there a record scratch in that scene? Like when he walked in?
If there wasn't, there should be. That, I do think that's one of those like forever comically sounds is the record scratch.
Yeah, well, yeah.
What was the song he did, Rich, to get out
tequila.
Of it? Tequila. Yeah, it was tequila.
I know all the words to that song.
Yeah, the one word.
Beautiful.
That's awesome.
So, wait, this being the last day of summer, I thought a good thing to talk about would be children screaming.
Yeah,
would be,
everybody.
There's some water guns.
There's a water gun war going on in the pool.
Someone's really upset.
Yeah, that would be my small.
Yeah, we don't have to focus on that one, man.
Laying on the ground.
We can
screaming.
Power it. But it's end of summer. Everybody's screaming inside. You know
I
what I mean?
Like I am.
I am screaming because well done, Jackie yeah. Byrne is finally here with the
I'm here. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you guys so much for having me. Are you all right? You almost died.
No, there was a giant
bee.
That was a bee. Yeah,
no, you're okay.
Yeah.
I don't mean to steer this any particular way, but I do want to just say one thing. So the end of summer party is today, right? But the end of summer show. There's one more show over at Egan's, right? But we are going to have
Brown Bear?
Oh, sorry, correct.
Brown Bear, yeah.
Wow.
Good call. I'm sorry, Black Bear Pub, guys. Black Bear Pub.
whatever.
But, yeah, so the Brown Bear Pub had their the end of summer show, which was really good. So,
sorry.
Pretty good stuff on
bees.
That one.
He was going to the bees. I'll edit that out.
If you can't tell, Bumper Cars kids are here. They're wonderful kids. It's just Natty has to pay a lot of attention to them. But anyway, we had the end of summer show at Brown Bear Pub, which was a pretty damn good time. And Rich, who was the headliner for that show that you guys brought in all the way from Manhattan?
You mean the best guy on the show or the guy who went last?
What are you doing to me right
I'm
now?
Kidding.
Oh,
we had national headliner Mark Norman, who was a treat.
He was awesome.
Obviously, we try to get the best talent we work with. But he's one of those guys who's killing it. He's doing a Tonight Show. He's been on Conan multiple times. And to work with him was a treat.
First time you guys had him, he was fresh off his first Conan, which was cool. Because I had just first moved up here, and I was blown away by the fact that you could get New York City caliber guys to come do Hot Little Big Rich's bar shows.
But
yes.
I think Brown Bear, it's bigger than a bar show because it's got that nice back. Yard area. My mouth went crazy.
Right.
Yeah, but
no,
it's a show. It's in the back room of an Irish bar, and if it rains, the show gets canceled. So I don't know if we're the highest level
no,
of comedy
that's
clubs.
Big time. Yeah.
No, it was awesome. It was a really great show, though.
Jackie
I
was
thought,
on it.
Jackie was there.
Jackie Byrne
was
hosting
there.
That one.
She hosted
it. Only one who can
it.
Get it done.
Thank you. I tried.
And I gotta correct you, KP, because you were saying that was the last show at Brown Bear for the season, and actually
end of summer.
There's
end of summer.
One more.
Yeah,
end
yeah,
of summer.
Oh, okay. Because yeah. there's at least
where.
One more, right?
Anybody good on it?
I've heard rumors that somebody's gonna be on the show.
McDonald and Carney.
Oh God, wait.
Who else is on the show? That's awesome.
Well, I just dropped out of the show.
Why'd
so.
You drop out of the show?
Yes, I heard who was headlining it.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Rude.
I'm so wait. So wait, that now we're finding things out. Are you doing Tierney's like the week after that too?
No, like a month later.
Oh
we're
okay.
Doing Tierney's October 21st.
Oh, I'm the week before.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah.
We're all such fun buddies of shows.
Of Tierney shows.
Of Tierney shows. So wait, did you, I'm just, you want to talk about Norman or you want to talk about the beach?
Yeah.
Well, no, I just thought it was a good show. It's our crew of friends, Rich and Kevin let us kind of hang out there and be a part of that stuff. And it was a good night, man.
KP did great. Rich did great. Kevin did great.
That was KP's
the end.
A show is only reflective
really
of its
great,
host, Jackie.
KP.
Who did really great?
Who did really great?
I thought everyone did really great. No,
but who did really great?
She just winked
great.
At me. We're not going to keep going on. But just like what KP was saying, we work with a lot of talented people. But you see a guy like that who's killing it across the country. He comes in, and for 45 minutes, he's just banging out. A laugh every 14 seconds. It's like bomb, bomb, bang. Bomb, bomb, bang. And it's
burned,
a treat to watch.
I lost three premises just watching him. It's so infuriating because you have like something in your notebook you're trying to come up with later on, and then that guy comes out there, and it's a million times better than the original idea you ever had. And when you try to talk to him about it, then you realize how stupid you are. So,
I'm but, sure you would still do great. You should still let them.
No, he's just
let
a
those
he's
jokes
a pro.
Write.
I think he is the it's him. My personal favorite joke writers. It's him and Vecchione in terms of how fast they can hit punchlines.
Yeah.
They're just relentless.
It was
man.
Pretty remarkable to watch.
It's this weird thing I've never
welcome.
Understood. It's a setup punch.
Thank you.
Setup punch. Is that how it works?
If you haven't seen Natty's set,
I know,
Natty
you know.
Sets up a closer for 18 straight minutes of talking, and then boom,
nailed it.
drops it.
Yeah, but I know you guys have talked about this, though, but I do want to just say that Natty truly is one of the most brilliant people I've ever seen on stage. Can we just all... I have to just say that.
And this is being recorded.
Nothing makes me more...
That's our new soundbite.
Nothing makes me more uncomfortable, but thank you.
Don't, but it's so true, though. You're fabulous.
What part of me is so fabulous? No, just because Rich loves to hear when people give me accolades and say nice things about me. And so this is mostly
but it's
for
funny.
Him.
You're awesome. You're just so creative, so original. Enough. No one can do what you do.
True.
That's the truth.
Tacky, that didn't help any.
Yeah, Charles Manson could never run the ones and twos.
You're
the best in the world
though.
At what you do, Natty.
He's just totally in his own lane.
A lot of people can do punchlines
and jokes. Come on, KP, back me up here. You know what I'm saying.
A lot of times when people go to comedy shows, they like to laugh, but they don't do that with you.
That is not what I said. That is not what I said.
You were Nanette before Nanette. Nanette bumper car.
Nanette bumper car. Yes, absolutely.
I was supposed to. Did you talk to Norman about Sticker Treat?
No,
because that would have been your opportunity to do that.
I got the a friend of the show, Mike Salona, gave me the he gave me the email for that one.
I hope so. He should be. So, if not, hey.
Weeks ago?
Weeks ago, yes, but now it's open because they wait till the end of August before they open it.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah, so I'll get it to you. Don't worry about it, buddy.
All right,
right.
Never mind.
Send it everybody
all right, we're
here.
Good. We're all the same.
In fact, any listeners out there, if you want Mark Norman's email, just get at me. All right, I'll send it right to him.
So wait, here's a question I had for Mark. For did everybody who was on the show send him a Facebook friend request?
Couldn't. Already friends.
Oh, look at you.
In your face, Carr.
He is so shady.
Are you trying to say he hasn't answered yours yet?
Old KP, I can't eat bread. Just hit me over the fence. Holy cow.
Oh, my
look
God.
At you.
Battle. Battle.
Right. Wow.
No,
ouch.
You ended that.
you ended
I never know what the protocol is for Facebook friend requesting someone. It's normally if I've met them at a show, been on the show with them, or had a conversation with them, then I feel like it's okay thing to do. But and I talked to him several times that night, so I was like, I should probably send him one. But then for some reason I just didn't. And
definitely say he might be over the 5,000 limit.
Yeah, that's probably true. I had a Twitter conversation with him. Not conversation, but I tweeted, and he liked it.
Oh,
so.
Wow. Yeah,
look at you.
Your relationship goes off farther than you think.
Yeah. I was going to say, that's second base in comedy world. You're nasty, boo.
Social media.
My gosh.
Jackie, do you get a lot of creepy messages from guys after shows?
Don't talk about anyone here.
On the tape. remember, Joe's wife does listen.
I would be lying if I said no.
Just remember, Joe's wife does listen.
Yeah, no, I know. No, Joe's always a gentleman with me. No, I definitely get some weird things.
Why?
At times. I don't know. I don't know if it's because I'm nice. I don't know if it's.
I feel
why.
Like. Do you, I don't,
I don't think I'm that hot, so I feel like it's kind of weird that they would even do that.
I don't think
anyway.
You're that nice.
Wow.
That is so mean.
It was not nice or appropriate.
Yeah, exactly.
Rude.
So,
thanks.
Do you remember, and I think it was you a couple years ago, we were at a show.
Talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. Earmuffs.
It was within a couple of
years. Sorry.
It was within a couple years ago that we were at a show, and, oh, no, I know what it was exactly.
Which one?
But you made me, I don't want to say the exact show because it'll make weird, but you made me stay around. And I wasn't even on the show, and I was going to go outside and hang out. But you said, hey, stay with me here. This is not a comfortable situation.
Oh,
It was a place that we had gone to on a trip, let's say.
On a trip.
These people.
Oh, yes. I do remember that.
But that happens with you.
It does. It doesn't happen all the time, but it happens. It happens enough that I try to be aware of it.
It happens more often than it should, which should be. None.
It should be none.
It should be really? Happens to you?
Yeah.
Like the VFWs or the
old ladies are very aggressive.
Really?
He ain't lying. A room we've all worked actually in West Milford. There was a couple of very bizarre interactions at the bar afterwards.
It happens. I mean, that's the thing, Rich. You have to. Yeah. It's part of your level of fame.
That's
you know?
Why I don't try to dress sexy anymore when I'm on stage.
You're killing that. I gotta tell you. Last time I saw you, I was like, this guy is nailing it.
Oh, my Caldor jeans and my flannels work great.
Caldor.
Caldor. Caldor's been out of business.
What's your point?
Okay. So you got some vintage dungarees over there, Rich?
He's classic
all right, very
over
well.
There.
Very classic.
Hang on, I don't want to force her hand into the. Oh, she's walking away now. I was going to ask, BRFJ, there's a lady here who thinks quite highly of you. You know?
Jackie. A few, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's me.
There's
Hi.
I think, well, a lot the ladies do tend to think highly of you because you have, you know, you have a safe.
Rich is the best. I just want to say that.
He is. I think we all feel the same way. It's an older brother
older
thing,
brother, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah,
which is
1,000%.
Which is why Natty and you know Rich fight all the time.
Yeah. We don't fight all the time, do we?
Only when we see each other.
Uh huh. Only when we talk or interact.
A car ride more than 20 minutes. So
those don't happen anymore. We've cut those out of our retinue.
I feel like Jackie. I feel like you're the kind of person that when that stuff happens, you understand how to handle it without putting in a thing. Because there's a way to navigate those situations. Because I have seen female comics get treated poorly in some instances where I get angry on their behalf.
Sure.
And it doesn't even click on their radar.
Uh-huh.
Because what will piss me off from a chivalrous standpoint or whatever.
Well, you're a gentleman, boo.
I try to be a gentleman on stuff like that. But it's when people are I'll put it this way. The bottom of the barrel in terms of how women can be treated is experienced sometimes by people that blows my mind.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So when you deal with it and you power through, like, I had somebody I said to him, I was like, hey, do you want me to talk to that guy for, and I won't say the female comics, and she goes, oh, no, I don't care about that. And it was just, it was inappropriate. I flagged it from my behavior, but she was just so used to it, and she just, it doesn't, like, you get to put up with some shit, is what
kind
I'm trying
of.
To say.
Yeah. Some, I'm not going to say, like, everybody is like that and that it happens all the time, but definitely when it does, I'm grateful that there's always someone on the show or around the show, or my sweet little husband who's around, and that way I can kind of have
your hot husband.
My hot husband.
He won't take shit.
He won't. No, he
sweet
won't.
Hot. No, he won't. Absolutely. He won't.
Yeah. Jay has a concealed carry license. You hear that?
He will kick your ass. I don't know, but I mean, that's why I love you guys. Like, I've never felt that way. I also know that if any of you saw something that was less than respectful, I wouldn't have
shut
to
it
say
down.
A word, right?
Yeah, we're all either
that's
married or
truth.
Gay on this podcast. So.
Exactly.
Some both.
Oops, sorry.
well, that just you just popped
that
a balloon
just,
there
yeah,
for a
that
second.
Just came. We've really turned a corner here in this.
Yeah, we don't care about the end of summer anymore.
We don't care
we're
about the end of
about
summer. We're talking about like me
Jackie
too.
Jackie Byrne being attacked.
And me being attacked. And I haven't been like, you know, physically attacked, thank God. But yeah.
Find it. Is it worse in the city or in Jersey? Or in the Boone skills?
It really hasn't happened very, very often recently because I think people know me more. But I feel like my worst scenario was in the city, yeah.
What's happening at that window? Is that one of my children?
Gun.
Is that the bathroom?
That is the bathroom.
That's the bathroom, right? All right, guys.
Bumper car, if you need to,
yeah.
If you need to go bail your kids out, man.
He wanted to show the party what he was doing.
No, he's fine. No, my wife shut it down. Good. Thank goodness.
Shut it down. Not,
she's in there.
The bizarre setting of this episode is kind of fun, too, because we are in Rich's backyard right now.
It's beautiful out here.
Sweating bullets.
Yeah, it's
his annual Labor Day party, and there is a pit bull underneath the desk.
Yeah.
All right. And
on
I'm saying,
foot.
Yeah, I'm saying desk because I want to make it like a classy picnic table.
We are classy.
But yeah,
hello. We're not D-class A.
Mrs. Worldwide down
A,
there.
Right?
That's good for her. Weird thing. End of summer though, bump. Why does that bum you out? Because you got kids and shit. You should be happy it's end of summer. They're going back to school.
No, because every transition when you have a kid is it's bittersweet. So what happens is, every time they finish school, or any time it's the end of summer, or any time anything happens. They've gone through one more cycle of that, so they're that much older. And so you've lost a little bit of their youth, their naivete, and it gets a little bit sad.
For every turn, turn, turn.
No, it's...
I like you singing.
That was, yeah, it was like...
You're
it was,
beautiful.
Yeah, it was... Well, see, that's because you don't have headphones on. Yeah, I could actually hear it. So we went to Six Flags last week. And
I
it was
live
our
for Six Flags.
Third time going.
Yeah, it's called Great Adventure.
But in the front it says
Six
Flags.
Oh,
I mean, I still have the tickets in my car. If you want, I can
Six Flags
go.
Great
That's
Adventure.
That's how you know Natty wasn't raised in Jersey.
That Rich is correct on this, by the way. I'm siding
you
with
you. Call
him.
It Great Adventure, yeah. Too?
Here's how Jersey we are. When we went to other Six Flags parks, we still called them Great Adventure.
Yeah.
Ooh.
No,
see,
I've only
right.
called it. I'm a Jersey girl all day, every day.
And
I've only
call
called
it?
It Six Flags.
Thank you. Where my Jersey girls at?
Where my Jersey girls at? Who's got the glow?
Wait,
anyway.
I don't. So this Six Flags opened in or whatever you call it in 1974. But I think that the Six Flags in Atlanta, Georgia, opened before that, which would make me the resident. I forget
Six
word.
Flags
expert. That's
I'm
the word
with you.
I
hear you.
D-class A. That's the word you're
we're
looking for.
We're talking about Great Adventure.
Are you okay? Was that
look
what
at
you're
you.
Talking about Six Flags in Georgia.
So when you guys go down to the beach, how do you, where do you stay down there?
We go down to shore.
Huh?
Down the shore.
Oh, okay. And when you eat Spam on your like sandwich in the breakfast, what are you eating there?
What do you mean Spam?
I don't even know.
We don't eat Spam.
I mean pork roll is.
Oh no, it's Taylor Ham.
It's
not a pork roll.
Now I've crossed lines.
Yeah, well,
sorry. Do you call it a pork roll? Never in my life have I called it a pork roll.
Pork roll.
You call it a pork roll?
Yeah.
Wait, you're disgusting.
But you're from up here.
Yeah.
No, because of Florida. Is that why?
No, pork roll was growing up. That was a staple of the Burke household.
Well,
wow.
I'll forgive Larry Burke this one time.
I think Kevin Israel, what does he refer to it as? He said something.
He's Jewish.
He shouldn't be having it anyway. He doesn't care. It's not kosher.
It was on the Facebook. I don't know.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, but no.
Some
Taylor Ham.
On Facebook.
Rich, Nadia. Taylor Ham?
Of course, Taylor
Thank
Ham.
You. Please. Rich and I win.
All right. So I was at Groot Adventure with the boy, and we got there, and we had passes to go into the safari right off the bat. So we got down there, did the hour 15 drive. Went into the park, so hot, went straight to the safari, went past the line, went through it, and it was amazing. And then we get out of there. You're right there, Mackie?
That was KP.
You're right?
It wasn't for
him. That was a good noise. Wait, don't let the dog lick
Natty
the mic.
Boo-boo. Mackie always hacks up when she drinks beer.
I don't blame
her. She's so cute.
You should drink rosé.
Okay, sorry.
And,
back to you,
so
Natty.
Then we went to the mine cart, which is right across from the safari. And I said to my kid, I was like, do you want to go in the log flume? Because it's so hot, it'll make you feel better. No.
No.
All right, maybe later. Okay. And then he said, I want to ride that one. It was the big wooden one.
Oh, El Toro.
Uh-huh.
I live for El Toro.
And
that's the best wooden roller coaster.
I said, buddy, I think that's maybe too big. And he's like, no, I couldn't do it last year. I want to do it. And I was just like, no, it's just kind of big. It's going to be scary. And he's like, no, let's do it.
Listen.
There was no line, so we went right in.
And he made the height?
He made the height. I had to pay for the $8 for the locker because you have to move. You can't have anything in your pockets.
Right, right, right.
And we went right in, and we started going up the hill, and I saw how
it's
huge
tall.
It was.
Yeah.
And then I got to a point where I was like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to be on this. I don't want to be on this. And
too late.
Too late.
Hold his hand. He'll
yeah,
get it
exactly.
Through.
So. And I looked over to him, and he was getting more and more terrified.
Because it's terrifying,
it's
even if you like it.
Horrifying.
Right.
And I said, just close your eyes. I'm here.
Seven.
It's going to be okay. Right. He's eight. And
yeah, but I think closing your eyes is worse.
Well, I didn't know what to do because he was freaking out. And so we got to the top, and he opened his eyes, and he looked around the park, and then he looked down. And I found out afterwards that El Toro has the steepest initial drop for any wooden roller coaster on the planet.
I think that's true.
And it was the worst roller coaster I've ever been on in my life.
Oh, it's my favorite.
It broke me in a way I've never been.
Oh my gosh.
We both got off and our equilibrium was shot, and there was this older woman who was standing hands on knees about to throw. It broke us. And he got off the ride and he said, that's it. I want to go home.
Were you towards the back of the cart or whatever, because
yeah.
The back is the fastest.
Back
middle. You know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
We get the most torque.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
By sitting in the back.
Most torque.
Well, because as it starts going, you're just get like
it
the
pulls
speed.
You.
It pulls
you.
You
get whipped
you.
Around.
You get
yeah,
whipped.
You get whipped more in the back.
Oh, it's so
but the
great.
The front's the best angle.
I didn't know these
things. I'm a front angle.
Are you a front? No,
I'll
I like.
Wait all day
well, I was gonna say I like it in the back.
Hey-o.
I like the back. Sorry. Heyo.
We won't say his name. We won't say his name, but there's a comedian who is going to take that soundbite of what you just said, Jackie.
Oh no!
And play it in his ears in headphones every night on repeat.
It's nice that someone cares. That's always sweet.
But we had been at the park for 40 minutes, and he was done.
It was done. Yeah.
But I managed to get him. I was like, "Let's go eat." And then I tried to get him to get Dippin' Dots, and he was like, "Nope, just want to go home. I want to go to the pool."
Baby.
So you did not make it to King Ka, then, is what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. King Ka's a bitch.
That was my favorite one.
Oh, I love it too. It's
what
so
Nate
good.
And I used to do we would try to do pranks for the camera on the big roller coaster. Uh-huh.
Oh, like King, when they take your picture, you
yeah,
mean?
So for
yeah.
King Ka, we snuck playing cards into our pockets. And on the way down, it looks like we're playing poker on the way down.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Because the worst one we did was I tried flashing my shirt up, but I'm so pale white that it did not show up
didn't
on
even
film.
Register,
so
right?
It just looks like Nate's being haunted in an empty roller coaster
awesome.
Seat.
Blew the camera out? Wow.
See, when you said wooden roller coaster, I thought you meant Rolling Thunder. I thought that one scared you.
No, I don't even know what
to I don't
that
think
is.
Rolling Thunder's there anymore.
What do you mean?
No, because that's why, because it's not fucking Great Adventure, Rich. It's Six Flags. Rolling Thunder hasn't been there since, like, I don't even know.
No, it was there like 4 years ago last time.
No
I
way.
Yes.
No.
Which one is Rolling Thunder? Is that
I
the
feel like
mine
I was there
cart
for
one?
Something.
Is that where you feel like you're, it's going to fall apart at any minute?
No, I don't think it's
Rich, I think you're talking about Action Park.
No, I went there. It's not as dangerous.
I'm really
as
happy
it
you said
be.
That.
Wait, is it? That's right.
Yeah, Action Park.
It,
like 90 people have died in Action Park.
Well, so my kid has it in his head that he's like, people die at Six Flags. Too many people die here. I don't want to be here. And I was just like, what are you talking about? So it was a.
And nitro's even scarier, too.
I don't know why you insist on letting your kids watch InfoWars, but it's very uncomfortable.
True. So it was a three-hour drive there and back for
what, 45 minutes?
About an hour, yeah, because then we had to go play games and win games for his brother and he. Oh,
baby.
That part's nice,
good
though.
Time.
It is what it is, man. But end of summer's a bummer. I think we all agree on that one.
It was taken out in 2013.
Was it really?
Rolling Thunder.
Wait, did you just look that up?
Did you really look that up?
Yeah, I have the internet here.
Oh, wait.
You have the World Wide Web here in at Shea McDonald's?
So that's probably like the last time you were there. And they took it out
like I said, probably four years ago.
Yeah, it probably,
where did,
it probably
where
did
was
fall
it,
apart.
Though? Where was Rolling Thunder?
You don't remember Rolling Thunder?
No.
Did they turn it into Superman? Or, because there's like new, I think.
Yeah, there's all new stuff. I'm wondering if they
might,
you know,
I
how they like turn it into some another ride?
Superman.
See, Superman? Superman's good.
This year they put a Wonder Woman, something lasso in.
Oh, I love Wonder
Can we
Woman.
All go?
Yeah,
like, why don't we all go? That would be so much fun. Can
you
we do
You know what?
It?
We have
don't
somebody who
Natty
could get us tickets. We have somebody
home.
Who could get us tickets.
Is
we
it
have somebody who could get us tickets.
Before I forget, though, the Wonder Woman
I'll
ride.
I'll tell you all for a
Okay, yeah, tell me.
There's a Wonder Woman ride now?
Yes, KP, there's a Wonder Woman
ride. Does it cost 70 cents on the dollar?
You
is there other rides?
Why are you single? No, I'm just playing.
It works twice as hard.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It works twice as hard.
Let me think. Does anyone have plugs?
And it winds the whole
today?
Way.
Bump
that
this. Bump this episode's going to come out on, I believe, Thursday the 6th, correct?
That sounds about right.
Excellent. If I can, then I'm going to try to plug the 12th through the 15th. All right, 12, 13, 14, 15 at Uncle Vinny's. Friend of the show, Joe Fernandez, is headlining.
The best.
Ooh, hot
I'm open for him the whole week. He's,
I'm so
Joe. You should come down and hang out. All
I'm
of you should
come
and hang out. It would be a good time down there.
Hey, I'm not coming.
Joe works real hard for that. And then the 21st and the 22nd, Bud Lake Comedy Shop. It has the legendary Dom Irrera. I'm on all four shows.
Whoa.
So pretty excited about that one, man. So
that's phenomenal.
That'll probably be cool. And then next podcast, not the next episode we record, but the next podcast we all get together for, I'll be 31 on that one. So
yes.
That's my thing.
Wait, would you have a birthday coming up?
September 11th, baby. Never forget.
Perfect.
Big
also,
Rich?
KP forgot, excuse me, I'm sorry to interrupt, but KP forgot the Kilkenny House show on the 10th.
Well played.
Oh, nice job. Yeah, exactly.
Because,
it might
what
be
is
sold
it, all
out.
Of us? No, I think Joe said it is sold out.
Yeah, it's sold out. And it's being
but we're
going to
be on we're going to be on television.
Yeah, again.
Wait, wait, what television? Like local access?
That's not the point.
Yeah, they're going to interrupt the...
No,
don't ask questions, okay?
That's exciting.
MSNBC.
That's exciting.
I'm just Fox News,
I'm just, I'm just trying to figure out why every
there's
time
there's a reason we said televised and not like on MTV or
I'm
something like that.
I'm just trying to figure out why every time I'm at Kilkenny, there's six people there, and one of them's your mom.
Because we put your face on the flyer.
Oh, no, we've had good shows at Kilkenny.
We've rocked
have
Kilkenny.
Have we?
I
no,
have.
Yeah. No, there's been great
shows. You've been there. I think.
One of the
anyway.
Worst.
Sorry, Rich. Didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but we had a great one.
Props.
We've packed out the front room there.
For sure.
Jackie McDonald and Carney.
Absolutely. So what about you, Big Rich?
I don't know. Check the website. McDonald and Carney.
Oh, my God. Jackie
don't
Byrne.
Don't be shy. I'm in Mount Holly. What did you say? It's September 8th? So I'm in Mount Holly opening up for Maureen Langan on the 8th, which I'm excited
nice.
About.
That's a
I'm pumped. And then the 10th, I'm with my favorite Jen. So that'll be awesome. The 14th, I'm in Molly Maguire's in Cranford.
Never heard of it.
Yep. And then I don't want to brag, you guys, but I'm at the Bound Brook Moose Lodge on September 15th for the Comedy Shop. And that's going to be amazing. So that's it for
that's
right now,
be
I think.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Let's see here. September 12th, I am at Levity Live.
Oh,
September
look at you.
16th, Tierney's Tavern. September 8th. 18th.
How'd you get booked at Tierney's?
It's a little special trick I have called.
Are you hosting
loyalty.
Or is Donna hosting?
You can't
God.
Do the same joke every time,
because
you
it's
mean
always
girl.
I said that last time.
September 18th, I am back on that Survivor show in the city at the Tank. September 19th, I am
Can
hosting.
We go to that?
Yes,
it's the last one was. It was so much fun.
Can we all go?
Where is it?
It's at the Tank. It's on,
listening.
It's on 36 and 8.
Why don't you listen
nah,
to him?
KP,
can we go?
I agree.
All right, we're going.
It's September.
We'll be
in,
there.
But I'm not going
is
in.
It a bringer?
No, it is not.
JB to the show.
Done with this.
Sorry, you were shooting at me at the start.
Welcome to the Dumb Fellas, Jackie.
September 19th.
Am I the resident female guest now? Thank you.
Yep, September 19th.
Is it black or brown?
It's the Bear. I'm hosting
the Brown Bear Pub. September 19th.
September 20th. I'm back at the Levity
House 15 in Wharton.
You're the worst. I have dates to plug.
So do I.
You had your chance.
So we can't wait to see you guys again. Hopefully we'll have Jackie again on an episode real soon.
I hope so.
Because it brings Natty back down to earth.
Thanks for having me, though, guys. Love you guys, really.
I have another podcast. It's called The Bumper Podcast, and I would love it if you listen to that. But more importantly, speaking of people who have other podcasts, KP, drop a little plug.
Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
I'm
like an honorary fourth member, even though I've never been on.
Because there Townsend University and don't think that... No, I'm just kidding.
KP, come
KP.
On.
Thank you for reminding me. We finally launched a little bit of a dream project. Me and my hot dad.
He's so hot.
Yeah, Jackie's not even. It used to be vaguely.
It's not
very forward.
Joke. Yeah. It's just full blown.
It's she asked when my mom's out of town. It's very uncomfortable. but
I can't wait to be your stepmom. It's gonna be great.
me and my handsome father. We launched my dream project. It's called American Loser. Each week we dive into the bizarre stories of some of the biggest losers in American history. First episode is out. It's on a shared universe podcast network. It went so well, the first one. In fact, they want me to launch my own SoundCloud and iTunes for
it.
So
true?
We're going to have something out.
I'm so excited for
We're working
you.
On that stuff now. And the amazing logo for it, which I think I sent to you, was done by our own Natty Bumper Car.
Natty
everybody,
Bumper. Well done.
Everybody should be using him for stuff.
Yeah.
Hire me for your stuff. I like to make stuff.
That's right. Awesome.
Thanks for reminding me, Bump. I love you.
Kisses.
The Dumbfellas Podcast is a production of Garden State Comedy. Find us on Twitter at DumbfellasPod or on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Dumbfellas. The Dumbfellas are Big Rich from Jersey at MCD_Carney, KP Burke at KP Burke Sucks, Natty Bumper Car at Natty Bumper Car, Kevin Joseph Garifo at Kevin Garifo, and Joe Carney at Dumb Kid Joe. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, and share.